Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Another chance to ask the professor and get answers. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. University of Northwestern St. Paul instructors Dr. Mark Muska and Dr. Brad Sickler joined us in studio and took on challenging questions you submitted online and on the phone, including a caller who asked, "Once saved, can a Christian lose their salvation?"
There's a whole group out there that will say, yes, it is possible for a true Christian, someone who is regenerate, born again, it's possible for them to lose their salvation. And others will say, no. Wayne Grudem is going to say to you, no, you can't. If you are truly born again, not just an imposter, not just close, but if you're truly born again, that can never be taken away from you, not so much because of you, but because of God and His ability to keep you. And so we can line up all kinds of Bible passages on one side or the other of this thing, Kelly. And there's several. I'm sure you've probably looked at some of these. One of my favorites is in 1 John 5, in verses 11 through 13, where in verse 13, John says, "I've written these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, in order that you may know that you have eternal life." And he doesn't say that you may think that you might have it or that you hope that you will have it, but that you can know that you have eternal life. And by its very definition, how can eternal life end? I mean, that's just a contradiction in terms. So that's one of the passages that is appealed to say eternal life is an eternal gift, and we have it, and we're not going to lose it. On the other end of the spectrum, though, there are clear warnings to Christians in the Bible about continuing in their faith. One of the ones that gains the most attention is over in Hebrews chapter 6, where the writer of Hebrews warns his readers. And it's not like he says, okay, for you truly born-again people over there, you can take a little break for a while. I want to talk to the phony ones. He talks to the whole church when he says that if anyone, after tasting of the heavenly gift, partaking of the Holy Spirit, if they fall away, there is no repentance, but only a terrifying anticipation of judgment. And so that seems quite clear. Wow, someone who truly does know the Lord can fall away and lose their salvation. I don't know if we're going to settle it this afternoon. I can tell you, Kelly, what my opinion is, but I think it helps sometimes to frame this a little bit, to say where this really becomes a question is when we find someone who, for a period of time, maybe just a matter of weeks, maybe for years, they've professed to be a Christian. They've identified themselves as a Christian. They've said that they went forward in a church, or they listened to Billy Graham and asked Jesus to be their Savior, blah, blah, blah. They've done something like that. And that person then either falls away through sin, where they just give themselves over to sin, or they clearly just give up on Christianity. They renounce Christ. Maybe they become a Jewish or something like that, another religion that they adopt. What do we do with somebody like that? And practically speaking, I know this is kind of a cop-out, but practically speaking, I don't really care if they were truly born again or not and lost it, or they never were born again in the first place and never had it. I'm going to treat that person the same way either way, to say, I'm going to reach out with the gospel and do everything I can to try to win them back to Christ.